Blog Talk Radio. Firefly Willows LIVE presents our live on-air call-in show. We're opening up the phone lines to our listeners for live on-air readings. Do you have a concern, or is there a situation you'd like guidance with? Get your question ready and join us by calling 1-646-716-5510 or by using the Skype button on the Firefly Willows LIVE show page at Blog Talk Radio after the show begins broadcasting. We're excited. Give us a listen. Firefly Willows LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
I was born with my back to the stars. Turn me over. I'd like to see. Here comes the morning to end our dream. Turn me over. I'd like to see. I was born with my back to the stars. Please see that they tell my truth. Please see that they tell my truth.
And welcome to the show. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in today. My name is Hi C. You're listening to the Firefly Willows LIVE monthly call-in show, where you have a chance to call in and receive a reading live on the air from different show hosts of the Firefly Willows LIVE channel. I'm host of Revolution, which airs on the second Sundays of each month, as well as The Amethyst Oracle, which I co-host with Charlie Harrington on the second Tuesdays of each month. I would certainly welcome you as a listener to either of those shows, and I also invite you to check out our whole roster of shows and give a listen, see there might be something that you really resonate with or something that you might really like. If you'd like to find out about the different shows that we have, there's a couple of things that you can do. One, if you want to go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/fireflywillows, you can click on the little tab that says subscribe to get our newsletter, and you will get a notification of each upcoming show, what the topic or guest is, etc., so you can stay up to date that way. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/fireflywillowslive, or iTunes, just search for Firefly Willows Live. Either of those places will have archives of all of our previous shows, so you can listen to them on iTunes. You can download or you can subscribe to the channel as a podcast channel, and you can stay up to date with all of the episodes and hear them there as well. So I encourage you to do that. And also, if you go to our Facebook page and like our page, we're happy to hear feedback from you as listeners. If you have questions, comments, if you want to add to a discussion that you heard on one of the shows, we certainly are happy to hear what you're thinking and what you have to offer in addition to the content of the shows. So I would encourage you to do that. If you are interested in getting a reading today, then I encourage you to get into the queue by either Skyping in from the show page, or you can call 646-716-5510. And if you would like to get in touch with me personally to ask some questions or to schedule a private session, you can always find me online at tarotbyhic.net. You could also email me, hic@tarotbyhic.net, or you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/tarothic. So any of those ways are perfectly fine if you would like to get in touch with me personally. So we do already have a couple of people in the queue, so people are already lining up to get their readings today. If you're listening and you're thinking of getting a reading, I would encourage you to go ahead and get into the queue in order to be able to do that. So we'll kick off the show with our first caller, and this is going to be someone who is calling from area code 863. Are you there, caller, in area code 863?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Well, welcome, Julia, from Florida. So what is it that we can take a look at for you today?
Well, I'm going to be looking for a place to live and also looking for work, and I'm hoping to get some guidance around what you see for June, the month of June, having those two things come together.
All right. I will tell you astrologically, June is a very dynamic month, especially the further we move into the month. Right now we're in a Mercury retrograde, which goes through June 11th, which can cause some challenges. However, it's a great time to be doing the research for something or laying groundwork for something. So I would certainly encourage you to think about that part of it through the first week and a half of the month. But then as we move into the especially the latter part of the month, but just as we move out of Mercury retrograde, which ends June 11th, we really start to see some interesting energies developing throughout the month that are very, very strong. It's probably going to be one of the better months of the year in a general sense for people. And it really is. So you want to use the first part of June to get to finish up anything, so that you are really able to fully move forward into the new things in the latter part of the month, because things will probably start happening relatively quickly as the month goes on, as the energy picks up. There are some key days especially that I just wanted to mention, and this is for you as well as for anybody listening, because this is more of the general astrological energies, and then we'll get to some specific cards for you. So Tuesdays, it's kind of funny because Tuesdays throughout June are days to avoid. So if at all possible, whenever we're scheduling meetings or needing to do something important, needing to sign or finalize something, whatever it may be, interact with people especially, I would avoid Tuesdays for that. There's going to be a lot of Mars energy in play on those days, and so that can often get people riled up very easily. It can make people very temperamental. It can also make things suddenly blow up, which can just mean things suddenly progress too quickly and we can't keep up with them, or we get in a rush and we miss something, you know, whatever it is. So just in a general sense, think about Tuesdays in June not being the best days to be scheduling a lot of interaction aspects. But some really good days, the best days of the month are the 10th, the 22nd, and the 30th. So those would be particularly good for being able to take care of important matters and really seeing things happen efficiently and productively, and to be able to make some really positive progress on things. There's some other good days that I'll just toss out there are the 8th and the 11th. But again, the 8th, the 10th, and the 11th, really just pay attention to, like, if there's something that I need to finalize, if there's something I need to tie up, if there's something I need to really spend time researching and I want to make sure I'm getting really good information about it or double checking it, the 8th, the 10th, and the 11th are going to be good for that, because that's still in that Mercury retrograde period. And then beyond that, the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 25th, the 27th, and the 30th are all really, really good days astrologically. So we can see that the second half of the month in particular is particularly good. Don't mean to be all particular there in my wording. So I just wanted to put that out there as kind of a general guideline to begin with. And then I'm going to go ahead and pull cards for each of the areas that you've said. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull cards for the move situation, and then I'm going to shuffle again and pull cards for the work situation, because the reason I like to do that is to see if any of the same cards show up, because that can show us where there may be an overlap of something that is happening at the same time, or one is somehow affecting the other in some way. So since you just said the move thing first, we're just going to pull the ones for the move first. And I think I'll do this. And what I'm going to do in particular is look at the weeks of the month. So, let's see. Just gonna do. Okay. So what's interesting is, one thing I did is I pulled cards for the weeks of the month. So if we just assume 4 weeks in July, I guess I can check to make sure if there are five or not, but I don't think that there is for June. So we have this week starting tomorrow, the first. So think of that as the first week, and then the second week starting the following Monday, and so on. In terms of the move, I would say that the best time to move, or when you would find that the deal finally goes through, that you find the place to move and sign on the dotted line, it may actually take the whole month in order to find that and to put that into place, because none of the four cards for the 4 weeks actually showed that we would be moving in, let's say. But the third week in particular, because the Two of Swords came up reversed, would suggest that that would probably be when you would be making a choice or a decision about something. So you probably will find some things, or you may do some of the research in those first couple of weeks to really find, are you thinking of renting a place or buying a place?
Probably start out renting.
Okay. So I think that the third week of June is probably when you would find some place that either you would be choosing or that you would be chosen, where they would say, we want to offer this to you or whatever. Because it's not until I went ahead and extended to the first and second week of July. And the first week of July that's the week that starts with June 29th. So if you want to keep that in mind. The Four of Swords reversed came up, and that can indicate that we start to see movement and action. We're able to start getting up and doing something. If you think of it upright, it's about postponement or something that is delaying, or we're waiting on something, just in a general sense. But when it reverses, it says we're no longer waiting and we're seeing movement happen, or we're taking action on something. So I would anticipate, and in a sense that makes sense if you're renting, because you probably wouldn't move into some place until the first of a month, even though you're, signing for it earlier than that, like a couple of weeks before that, because that's followed for the second week of July, which would basically be the week of July 6th, with the King of Pentacles. That could be a very traditional card to see for settling into some place, for establishing where we're going to be for a while and that kind of thing. So I don't, for me, it doesn't seem as if it's going to take very long. I mean, unless you have to be out tomorrow. but it seems as if by that third week of June, which again is the week of June 15th, that's when we'll be making a choice, or someone else will be making the choice to say, we want to offer you this place that to live. And then and it makes sense to me that it's not until the week of July 6th that we start to settle in or move into some place more permanently, just because we have the holiday that week before. So there may just be, you may be moving stuff during that week, or taking advantage of time off, or having to wait until the following week because the moving company isn't working on the holiday or something. But the first week of July, which technically is the week of June 29th, seems to be when we're able to make the move and things are happening. And then by the second week, we're starting to settle in. So it may take you a month, which I don't think is really all that long. And it seems as if you do your due diligence and, kind of stay on top of it, that by that third week of June, that week of June 15th seems to be the key week, which also is kind of interesting because that's right after we've come out of Mercury retrograde, when things start to move forward again, which would be the idea of Mercury is now moving forward again. So questions about that? All right. So now I'm just going to take those cards up, and I'm going to lay them, I'm going to shuffle them and then lay them out again. So you might hear a moment of silence, because I'm just going to mute it, because sometimes the shuffling can be very loud for people, I guess, through the microphone. And then I'm going to lay them out for the work situation. So are you working and now looking for another job, or are you out of work and have been looking for a job, or thinking of changing in some way? What's the work question more specifically?
Well, I want to get settled into a place to live and then start looking, so that way, you know, because I'm not going to be living where I live now. So that's why I'm not really looking at this moment, because I want to figure out where I'm going to live first, and then I'll start looking. Did that make sense? Did that answer the question?
It does, and I think that also... So if we look beyond June astrologically, the summer in general is kind of a dynamic month, a dynamic season. And we've kind of been in a catch our breath, catch up on things period for April, May, June. And then as we move into summer with July and beyond, we really start to see a lot more dynamic energy for initiating things, for making progress with things, for making things happen. So the fact that you're also kind of approaching things in this way, which is make the move and then really start to put the energy into making some sort of a work change, falls in line with that, which I think is going to bode well for you to be able to do that successfully. Because you could think of it like you're not going to be trying to make the work thing happen by heading into headwinds. You're going to have the wind at your back for being able to do that once you've made the move. So it's nice to see that you're kind of doing it that way, because I think that's going to really work well for you, just the way that it's tapped into the general energies of things. So first thing I'll say is I think that making a job change of some sort is going to be very satisfying. You're going to be very happy with where you end up and having made this kind of a move of some sort. So it certainly supports doing that. The Temperance card comes up first, which in some ways the Temperance card says, it reminds us to remain hopeful and optimistic. So it says this is a direction to go, or we can be really hopeful about our prospects, that kind of thing. But it also is a kind of a gentle card. It's a card of moderation. So it says we don't have to be in a rush to do it. So let's take the necessary time to find the right thing, rather than be in a rush to just try to get out of what we're in and take something else just because it represents the out rather than the right. And it's nice to see Five of Pentacles reversed right after that, because that can show a window or door of opportunity that will be opening. So I think that one, and that's followed by the King of Wands, which in this position, well, so the way it's laid out, those three cards, the Temperance followed by the Five of Pentacles reversed followed by the King of Wands, would suggest you may find that it happens relatively easily, and that you don't have to put as much effort into it as you thought. And what I would mean by that would be, when you start putting your attention and focus and energy into making this happen, you may find that doors of opportunity begin to open relatively easily, and you don't really feel as if you've had to do you haven't had to exhaust yourself doing a great amount of work in order to find something and make something happen. It's not that you do nothing. Yeah.
Right.
It's not that you do nothing. It's just that you it's like if you go up to a door and if you just kind of pushed it with a finger, and because it's so well oiled, it just kind of opens rather than having to really put effort into opening the door. And it's kind of that feeling here, that you just have to give it that little nudge, or you just have to give it that little push with a finger. And then it seems as if something about this being the right time for you to do this is kind of a well-oiled aspect of it. And therefore it seems to flow easily, come easily, and that even though we do put effort into it, we haven't put an unusual amount of effort into making it happen. So in the short term, we have the Knight of Swords, followed by the long term with the Ten of Cups. Ten of Cups is really what I was saying. As kind of a long term big picture around this, Ten of Cups is like ultimate happiness. So it does seem to indicate that you making this kind of a change is going to end up being very satisfying for you. You'll be very happy. But also why I was saying make sure you wait to find the right thing, because we really want you to be happy and satisfied in this rather than just taking something. Knight of Swords in the short term. So one thing I could say is pay attention in particular. We could really see things start to pick up steam or progress quickly in the next air sign, which is Gemini. And Gemini is, oh, we're already in Gemini. Yes, we are in Gemini. It's May 20th to June 20th. So one thing that would say is now is the time to go ahead and start putting it in motion. It may take a little bit of time, but not an unusual amount of time. And it can also say that if we take away the idea of the air sign Gemini part of it, it can also say that once we start to put effort into this or turn our attention to this, then it will start to move forward relatively quickly and relatively soon. So you can just keep that in mind for whenever you start. It will probably move very quickly once you really make this the priority or the focus of what you're doing. So if you want to move, that's fine first. Go ahead and make the move. Maybe use, based on what we saw here, use July to get settled in to where you're moving and everything, and then really start to put your attention to the thing, because it'll really start to happen quickly once you do that. If we look at it as the next air sign, since we're already in an air sign, that would be Libra, which would be September 20th to October 20th. So it could just be that would be how quickly it would progress. If you were settling into where you're moving into in July, and then you really turn your attention to starting to find the job situation in August, August to October is not a very long time. So, and that would also correspond with the Ten of Cups, because the Ten of Cups would also indicate the 10th month of the year, which would be October. So that may also be a timeline to think about. Which goes back to, you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to be necessarily a rush. You can just ease into this and kind of do things in the natural time of things. Meaning, if you want to move first, then move first. Get settled into there and turn your attention to the work thing. And once you do that, that'll also probably happen relatively quickly. You don't have to try to kill yourself doing everything at once. But also, we want you to be as well rested and prepared as possible when you do each of these things, so that you can take full advantage of opportunities that come when you do start them, rather than feeling too tired or distracted to take advantage of and risking missing an opportunity because of that.
You're kind of cutting out just a little. I'm catching most of what you're saying, but you're cutting out just a bit. Does it happen to indicate, should I look for schooling, how you can go for what's it called when you go for a specific, it's not a degree, but it's a specific
vocational?
A vocation, yes.
Yeah. Yes, Knight of Swords would be very indicative of learning, but it would indicate something that is not long-term learning. So it would be like something that we go and get in. Like, I had a friend who got their medical assistance degree or certificate or whatever it is that they got for that. So they're not a nurse, but the medical assistant thing takes, 8 months or something like that. So in the scheme of things, that's quick compared to going to, 4 years of school.
Right, yeah.
So Yes. So the Knight of Swords is the same kind of thing. It says doing something that is quick, but also can allow us to gain new knowledge that we can apply to moving forward in our work or our career or something like that. It supports what you're saying, as long as it's not thinking about going back to 4 years of school versus a much quicker kind of certificate program or something like that that gives you new skills or gives you something that allows you to now move to, say, the next level or a new type of position in the work that you do.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good, because that's sort of, you know, one of those things that are, you know how you get different ideas or different things, well, I could do this, or what, you know, do I need, because I've kind of been out of the workforce for a while, so I'm feeling like I need some type of a skill to really, you know, help me, you know, jump back in the pool, as they say.
Yeah, right. Yes, but just don't get caught up thinking it has to be some elaborate degree. You know, it can be more like a certificate program versus a diploma program or something, because those are quicker and it allows you to continue to learn what you need to, but then get back out and working again quickly rather than being away, you know, for another long stretch of time because you're in school.
Yeah.
And I don't think we want to see you trying to juggle school and work at the same time either. So we don't want you working, you know. So yes, I mean, there seems to be a lot for you. I think that you probably tend to be really intuitive, whether you realize it or not. And, you know, because you are tapping into kind of that natural timing of things that would be most beneficial in terms of the way the astrological energies are working over the next few months. And also you are already thinking about some sort of schooling or that kind of thing. But when you're thinking like vocational, it means it's not as long as like going back to university. So I think that there's a lot for you intuitively that already you know, or that even without realizing it, you're acting on in the right way. And this is just supporting a lot of what you may have been considering. And now we just have some validation for that.
Wonderful. Wow. Yay. I'm so glad that things are going to come together. It's just, it's such a relief, you know. Okay, I don't have to sweat all this, you know.
Right.
Overwhelmed with the details and the, you know.
Right. And the important thing there is not to overwhelm yourself by trying to do too much all at once. You know, so right now I would say focus on the work thing. Right now, focus on the move, because the move will happen relatively quickly. And then focus on the work thing. So just take things one step at a time and do them in their proper order, and you'll be fine, rather than feeling overwhelmed and exhausted because you're trying to do everything at once. And then you're not really perhaps doing anything as best as you can.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to get to speak with you. You always, it's uplifting. So thank you. Thank you for that.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling in. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. You do the same. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I think that we will take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to speak to someone calling from area code 253. So if you're calling from there, be ready. Think about what question you would like to ask, because we will be speaking to you next. And you're listening to Firefly Willows, LIVE, our monthly call-in show, where you have a chance to call in and receive a reading live on the air. If you'd like to get into the queue for that, you can either Skype in from the show page, or you can call 646-716-5510. And we will be right back to do some more readings right after this.
I don't know you, that's what we tell ourselves inside of a little head. We could never love again. You don't know me, I don't know you, that's what it's gonna be if you let yourself get in the way of what the child inside you says. And if you had another bad romance, give it another go, it could be blue. Yeah.
timing. Scars are a part of you. We can learn to understand. Carry your heart in your hand, and you will have another great romance. Like it's do or die, never giving in. Always touch your heart.
Listening to LIVE On Air Readings with your Firefly Willows LIVE hosts on Firefly Willows LIVE. Find out more at fireflywillows.com.
You're listening to Firefly Willows LIVE, our call-in show where you have a chance to receive a reading live on the air. If you'd like to get into the queue, just Skype in from the show page, or you can call 646-716-5510. My name is Hi C. I am one of the hosts on Firefly Willows LIVE. Second Sundays of each month, I host a show called Revolution, and second Tuesdays, I co-host a show called The Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist. So we're going to go ahead and move along to our next caller, and this is someone who is calling from area code 253. Are you there, caller in area code 253?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hope that you're there. I think Blog Talk is having some Mercury retrograde issues with a little bit of audio cutting in and out.
Can you hear me?
If you're there, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Debbie, and from Washington. Can you hear me?
Okay. So I can hear you there, but it's just kind of going in and out. And so hold on just a second, and let's see if we can maybe resolve that issue. Give me just one second to try to resolve that. While I do that, I will give you another musical break.
Don't tell the gods I left a mess. I can't undo what has been done. Let's run for cover. What if I'm the only hero left? You better fire off your gun once and forever. He said, go dry your eyes and live your life like there is no tomorrow's sun. And tell the others to go singing like a hummingbird, the greatest anthem ever heard. We are the heroes of our time. But we're dancing with the demons in our minds.
Firefly Willows, LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us, host a show, or be a guest, or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable change makers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
All right, and we are back, hopefully having resolved the connection issues. And so I'm going to go again to area code 253 and see if we can bring that person in a little better. Are you there, area code 253?
Yes, I am.
Ah, okay, good. Yes. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Blog Talk is having its issues today. I've heard and seen from other people that this Mercury retrograde has been particularly difficult, which makes sense because Mercury retrograde in Gemini, which is an air sign. Yes. So, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Debbie and I'm from Washington.
Well, welcome, Debbie from Washington. What is it that we could look at for you today?
About move and my job.
Wait a minute. Are you also somebody from Florida?
No.
Who just asked the same question about work and moving?
I thought, boy, she's asking what I want.
Okay. So for the move, are we wanting to look and see when that's going to happen?
Yes, if I'm going to do it in the near future. And also, is it going to be to an area that I'm currently located at right now, or am I going to move to somewhere else?
And then for the work question, is that about finding a job, about making a career change, or just finding a new job in what you're already doing?
Yeah, making a career change.
All right. And hopefully you heard some of the astrology information that I gave out to the previous caller.
I did.
Okay, good. Which shows us that, you know, researching, reviewing, preparing right now through June 11th is really good. As we move through June and then into the summer, it becomes a much more dynamic period for being able to initiate things, move things forward, and really make progress in things that we put our attention and energy towards. So keeping that in mind. So for the move, I would anticipate it happening relatively quickly or soon because in the short-term position, which to me means the next 1 to 3 months, is the Tower card. And the Tower card can be very unexpected, can also tend to be very fast, very immediate, very out of the blue sometimes. Are you living, are you owning or renting?
Owning.
So you own right now and you want to buy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So one thing that's kind of interesting to me is that you may want to look at properties that are either in foreclosure or short sale or in some sort of distress.
Okay.
Which would also include perhaps something that needs some fixing up.
Okay.
Because in terms of the future cards or where we're going, what we look to, we have the Tower card followed by the Five of Pentacles. And the both of those cards would indicate those kind of things I just said. Because the Tower card could show that there is some sort of distress or damage to the property, which would be the fixing up part of it. The Five of Pentacles can sometimes show eviction or material loss, which would go to things like a short sale or the house in foreclosure or something like that. So I think that perhaps doing a little research around those areas, and here I'm using the Mercury retrograde aspect, over the next couple of weeks, maybe just doing some research around those kind of things to see what there is, or talking to a realtor or real estate person who may be more knowledgeable and very specifically knowledgeable about those kind of properties that may be available or where they're sold, and that kind of thing would be very helpful and beneficial to you. Because also with that tower card, it shows us that we have to kind of get in and out quick. So it's not that are going to be on the market long. We're not going to have a lot of time to think about it or negotiate or that kind of thing. So have you also gotten all of your mortgage approval stuff? Is that already done and in
place?
No,
I got to get that done. I'd have to sell my house too, which is one of those, that's where it's like quick. I'd have to do it, but it might sell quick.
Well, I would anticipate that it would. I mean, the Tower card and the Five of Pentacles would also, because if I looked at those two cards, just thinking about that, it may show that your house sells quicker than you find something, which may mean that you, like Five of Pentacles can be out on the street. Now, I'm not worried about you being out on the street, but it may mean that you are like, you know, renting a place for a month or two or staying in a hotel for a few weeks while you're in between the sale and the moving in or... you know, that kind of thing. So, but
sure.
I think very key is the mortgage approval process. And the reason I said that is because if the process is going to happen quickly, we want you to have everything in place to be able to take advantage of that rather than missing out because it's taking too long to go through that process now.
Right.
Meaning at the time that you find something and they've already gone with somebody else who has everything ready to go. It's like being up against somebody who can lay down cash on the table at that moment, and you're like, well, can you give me 2 weeks to get all of my paperwork approved?
it's like, and it won't work in that world.
Right. So just be prepared for that. You know, I mean, if we wanted to look at kind of the dark side of that combination of cards, you could be finding some place that somebody is getting evicted out of.
Right. And that could be a possibility, too.
Well, so if that's a possibility, then pay attention to those kind of places because that seems to have a lot to do with this. And I think that may be where you're going to end up finding it. But it does seem to indicate that it's going to happen very quickly.
Okay. Good.
And I was just going to look really quick at something. I would anticipate it's going to be in the next couple of months. Mars is the Tower card is associated with Mars, and so that would likely end up being a very it's very fast. Mars is very fast and Mars is very aggressive. You know, keep that in mind. Five of Pentacles in one tradition is correspondent to Mercury in Taurus. And the fact that we're dealing with Mercury right now because of Mercury retrograde would tell me that when it starts, once it starts to go direct, that's when things are really going to pop or pick up speed. And that happens. So it goes direct June 11th.
June 11th.
There is what's called a shadow period for about 2.5 weeks after that. So think of it, most people think of Mercury retrograde as a 3-week more or less period. But that's when we're on the freeway. There's shadow periods. The 2 to 2.5 weeks before is like the on-ramp to the freeway. The Mercury retrograde period is like we're in the fast lane of the freeway. And then the off-ramp of the freeway is like 2.5 weeks after that. So, and what happens is it goes direct on June 11th and then it starts because it's, even though technically it hasn't, but we'll just use this terminology. It's going backwards, or it looks like it's going backwards. June 11th, it stops because it says I'm going to stop going backwards. And I'm going to start going forwards again. So whenever something stops and then starts going forward, it has to pick up momentum. You know, it can't just be going 100 miles backwards and then all of a sudden, boom, we're going 100 miles forward. It will stop and then it'll work back up to 100 miles going forward. So
okay.
You'll find that things start to pick up speed and start to move forward. The pace quickens as we move through June and into the summer. And that's where that tower card is coming in, kind of like saying once it gets back up to 100 miles an hour, it all of a sudden everything will start to pop and go pew.
And
that would be around June 24th-ish. Just think about 2 to 2.5 weeks after. And I think that's why if you heard the really good days that I was talking about for June, the 22nd is particularly good and the 30th is particularly good. I would probably go more to the 30th for you because at that point we would have hit 100 miles an hour. Now everything is kind of operating at full steam. So use this time to get that, like the mortgage approval stuff in place. So you have all the paperwork and everything that you need so that when things starts to really happen, it's just like boom, boom, boom. And that includes selling your house too. Research who you're going, the real estate agents you're going to use and getting it ready to be put on the market and all of that kind of stuff because it's all going to happen very quick.
Okay, that's good advice.
And I would anticipate, and this may not sound quick, although I think in the world of moving and house sales, to me it's quick just because there's things out of our control, like escrow has to take a certain amount of days and all that kind of stuff. Because the Five of Pentacles would say by the next Earth sign, we will be out of our house. So
Earth sign?
So the next Earth sign is Virgo, which is August 20th to September 20th. So we can see how if everything starts to happen full speed by the end of June, and if we're out of our house by the end of August, beginning of September, that's only a couple of months.
Yeah, it is. It's really quick.
and that may be why, I think that your house will sell faster than you find something. And that's why we may find that there's a little bit of in-between time. So maybe also use that to just make some preparations and say, okay, where could I stay? If I had to be out of my house sooner than I can move into the new place, because it may just be an overlap. It doesn't mean that you wouldn't have found any place. It may just be that, you can't move into the new place until a certain amount of time, especially if there's some fixing up that has to be done, some renovation or something, remodeling that has to be done.
Yeah, right.
I mean, in the new place that you would find, there may be some remodeling or something that has to be done, and that will take some time, but it may take more time than you have for when you have to be out of your house. So also use this time in the first half of June to be thinking about, okay, well, what contingency am I putting in place for where can I stay, or am I setting some money aside to pay for a hotel for X amount of weeks, or, whatever it is kind of thing.
Right. So that makes sense, total. Makes total sense.
Okay. So, questions about that?
No, I think my job is I do sell real estate, so I understand what you're saying, but it's still as a realtor, still you still have to be prepared. You still have to be ready to go, and your house has to be ready to go.
It's like the doctor who doesn't take their own advice kind of thing. They can tell every patient, make sure that you're doing this to maintain your health, but then they're not doing it themselves, and then they're shocked that they suddenly get sick. And they're like, okay.
I never thought about getting myself pre-approved. Good idea.
Right. So one thing I'm going to make, I want you to think about is think about yourself. Don't think about yourself as somebody who knows real estate. Think about yourself as somebody who's like a client that comes to you.
Because the
Three of Cups is reversed here. And when that reverses, it says we need to step outside of our normal network. Since you're already in that world, I would encourage you to maybe work with another real estate agent or something, and perhaps somebody that either is not in your, I don't know if you work for a particular company, real estate company or whatever, but I would encourage you to work with somebody that, and I know it sounds weird because you probably have all sorts of loyalties and things, but at least step outside of somebody that is in your office.
Sure. No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because Three of Cups reversed says our normal network is not going to benefit us, or it's not going to be the best approach or be best for us to work within our current or normal network.
Right.
So, and doing that makes you feel more like a client rather than just a fellow real estate agent. It's good that you have the knowledge, because it's like the client who's done their research, so they can go in and ask intelligent questions or know the terminology that the real estate agent is using. But you don't need to feel as if you're basically doing the deal with the person, rather than allowing that person to do their job and serve you as the client in this particular instance.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Any other questions for that?
No, I understand.
All right. But then it sounds like from your other question that you're thinking of no longer being a real estate agent.
So I was just kind of wondering if there's something else out there.
So is there something in particular that you've been thinking about doing, or were you just wondering, is now the time to start thinking about making some sort of a change or moving out of the real estate part to something else, but not knowing what that is?
That is exactly the latter part you just said. Exactly.
Okay.
Just
and you've never given
else.
Thought. And you've never given thought to what else you would like to do.
I'm blank. I like real estate. I like that part of it. It's not so much with all the headaches of customers and stuff like that sometimes. But, you know, just always having to jump and go and, you know, be ready all 24/7 all the time. So I was just wondering if there's something else.
And do you work for, like, a company, or do you work for yourself?
I work for a company. You have to hold your license in a company. So I work for a company.
Oh, you do? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, my first question is, have you ever thought about doing something that might involve travel?
Time ago, but I like travel.
So I'm going to give you two ways to think about that here. One is that perhaps you actually get more involved in travel, and maybe that becomes something. So there's a lot here to indicate that completely stepping away from the real estate aspect of things is not the thing to think about. That it still seems to be an important component of what you'll be doing.
Okay.
So one thing you might think about here as an example is, and I don't know what it's like in your area. I can certainly say from my area, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area in California.
Oh, boy.
There are a number of, I think some of the companies have actually focused on this, but especially some real estate agents in particular have really made this their primary focus of foreign clients. We have a lot of people, especially from China, but also other places, Russia, coming here and buying property. And there are places that have set up very specific divisions where their agents go to China and make presentations to people. And then come back with those clients having signed on with them, and the client and the real estate agent then basically goes out and does the deal. Like, the people in China never even come here. They never see the property. They just sign on with the agent, and the agent comes back and then basically is their proxy and does the process for them. I mean,
that's
in a sense, this is very simplified, you know, but it's like the agent goes over there, signs them as a client. They come back with a briefcase full of like $3 million, and they go out and they buy a house for cash. But
that,
the person
that, you
who
know
gave
what?
Them
that sounds like that sounds cool. That sounds really cool. I like that idea.
Well,
that sounds fun.
So, and the reason I say that is because when I look at staying in what you're in, the very first card that came up was the Chariot card. So that immediately tells us that there seems to be movement and travel involved. And I know you said you didn't like the, you know, go here at the last minute and all that kind of stuff, but that really seems to be an aspect of what's going on here.
Okay.
But I think, but since you have in your past some knowledge about travel, start thinking about how you may incorporate that knowledge and your enjoyment of travel into the real estate work that you do.
Okay.
Because the King of Cups comes up, which says we can still be happy or satisfied in the work you're already doing. But the King, in a general sense, kings represent the father figure, which is providing for, taking care of, you know, that kind of thing. Also, kings represent the expert. They're the wise sage. And that's why I used the example of, like, going to China, let's say, and signing clients and coming back, because basically you're being a father figure for them. They're putting this in your hands. You're taking responsibility for it. You have the wisdom and knowledge of the market back where they're going to be buying. And then you come back and you provide for them. Basically, they give you what you need to do that, but you then come back and you do it for them.
I love it. I love it. It sounds wonderful.
And, you know, and that's followed by the Fool card. And the Fool card is about taking chances and risks. So on the one hand, it's about you maybe putting yourself out there, taking a bit of a chance or a risk with something that's a little different, a little new, may even be looked at a little bit sideways by other people in the real estate business. But it also is taking a chance or a risk for other people, because they're saying, okay, I'm going to sign with you now. Here's the money. Go get me a property. I don't need to see it. Just buy it.
Yes. It is,
you know,
right.
The flip side of that would be focusing on people in your area who want to buy property elsewhere, whether it's an investment property, a vacation property, you know, something like that, that is in another state, in another country, and you would be the one who would go and check the property out for them. It's basically doing the same thing. It's now just the opposite direction. you know,
and
you're going and checking
like
the property.
So I think, would be perfect.
So, well, now is the time to start doing the research, start to look into where do those kind of opportunities lie? How do I, you know, create or develop something like that? I don't know if anything is going on like that in your area. And if not, then maybe you looked at places like California and you call somebody. Do you work for a company that has that is nationwide? I mean, I don't know if this is nationwide. I mean, I think of like Coldwell Banker or 21st Century. I mean, those are just the names I know. But
I could always switch. I could always switch to a different company. It's not like I can't do that. You know, if there's an opportunity.
Well, but the reason I was bringing it up is if that kind of thing isn't happening in your area right now, you may just contact somebody. Like, say you just reach out to somebody in California who is in a company or is doing that and say, so, you know, how did you get started in that? How is that working for you? How could I go about maybe introducing that in my company or for myself and doing that kind of thing? Because it's not really going to be a competition for them because you're in a different place, you know?
Right,
like you're
exactly.
Just down the road. So don't be afraid. That would be kind of the risk as well. And the King of Cups, because it says reach out to somebody who already has experience or knowledge in something. And take a chance or a risk to reach out that way, because you're also going to be willing to take a chance or risk to do something a little new or innovative or different
exactly.
Where you're at.
Exactly.
So I think that may be the kind of thing that's indicated here. It's not so much about moving out of or away from the real estate world. It's just a different aspect that is a bit new, innovative, or what some might see as risky.
Right.
And risky is just because it's not the way we normally do things, or we've never done that before. And it's like, well, okay, but that doesn't mean it can't be done.
Exactly. I'm excited. I just think it's cool. Yeah. What an idea. What a concept.
Yes. And so if we looked at the best time to kick this off, I would probably go to the Chariot card, which would say during Leo for me. Chariot card is Leo. Mm-hmm. And Leo is August.
August, okay. So do research
which also
now.
Right, and also, I think it's just like the previous caller. It's kind of like saying, deal with the move first, because that's also going to happen very quickly.
Right.
So let's just deal with that first, and then we can move to the next thing that'll take a lot of energy to really move forward on.
Right. Right. Do homework now. Okay.
Because what's interesting is if we looked at the cards for making a change, the Eight of Pentacles is reversed, followed by the Knight of Pentacles. And that would tell us that we may have a challenge finding the kind of work we would like to do, as well as the kind of work that would pay us what we would like to make or what we're used to making. And the Knight of Pentacles would say we may end up being more junior in that new field for longer than we would like. And that's just because we're just now starting out, and it, you know, and we have, and it'll take a long time to get up to speed or to really build a reputation or whatever. So it also versus that King of Cups, which is about, I already have experience, knowledge, reputation, et cetera, in this field. So we're not, we don't want to step away from that or squander that. So there's no reason to try to go off and do something else. There's just a way to reconfigure what you're already doing in a different way that could be more satisfying for you.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. The best time to reach out to somebody would probably be during Cancer. Cancer would be June 20th to July 20th. I almost said it wrong. So I want to make sure. Yeah. June 20th to July 20th is Cancer.
Okay.
So you could just think roughly July would be the best time to maybe reach out to somebody to start gathering some information about how they're doing it, what they know about that, how that works, you know, et cetera. All right.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're more than welcome. Thanks. And thanks for your patience with the little blog talk technical issues. Sorry
that's
about that.
That's no problem. Hey, everything happens. Like you said, it's retrograde. So that happens.
That's right. All right. Well,
thank
I wish
you
luck, and I'll look forward to hearing how this develops for you.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. So let's go ahead and move to our next caller. I just want to remind people, if you would like to get into the queue, you can either Skype in from the show page or you can call 646-716-5510, and that will get you into the queue to receive a reading during the show. So we're going to go to our next caller, who is calling from area code 312. Are you there, caller in area code? Oh,
yes.
Hello.
My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago. I was wondering if you could see, we're in Mercury retrograde and things have been going crazy. Last week I had to leave my job. My supervisor and my director got in an argument with me and I grabbed my purse and I left. And I'm wondering if you see another job. I just applied for another job at another company. I'm wondering if you see another job on the horizon or any information that comes through would be kind of cool.
Okay. Well, first of all, sorry that happened. I'm not surprised in the sense that that's a very Mercury retrograde, especially Mercury retrograde in Gemini thing to happen, because everybody is kind of electrified. Every situation is kind of charged up right now, and any little spark can really set it off. So, I'm just not surprised. but I know it's not pleasant to go through, so I'm, sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. I do think that you are going to find something. I don't think it's going to take too long to do so. You may not find the final thing until the next Earth sign, until Virgo, so let's just say September.
Okay.
But prior to that, we have the Two of Pentacles, which could indicate that the nice thing is with the Two of Pentacles is that we are going to have multiple things to juggle. So I anticipate you'll probably find more than one thing to choose from that are very, real opportunities. But Two of Pentacles and followed by the Four of Wands reversed would say that You may also have to work a couple of part-time jobs or something over the next few months while the other thing either it comes into view for you or it takes some time for it to be ready for you to start. So I'm not, you know, I'm certainly not pessimistic about opportunities for you. I just want you to have a willingness to perhaps do a couple of things, maybe part-time jobs at the same time where you kind of have more than one thing going on. Doing a couple of things for a short period of time while you continue looking for the right, more full-term, long-term thing. And part of that usually will come up because there is a direct link or connection in some way. Like the two part-time jobs that we're working at, we end up meeting somebody who knows about some other more permanent position, but we would have never known about that if we didn't have that part-time job and hadn't met that person. So, you know, there's an importance to why it's indicating we need to do it in this way. It's not just randomly like, well, just take a couple of jobs so you're making money while you're looking for a job. There's usually a more direct link than that. So I think that that's probably the reason that we're seeing that. But I think that that more permanent thing would probably come into the picture around September. And it would likely be something where you're part of a team, where you're working with other people. So, you know, pay attention to things that are particularly focused on group collaboration, team, and you're part of that rather than where you're kind of left to your own devices or working more, you know, on your own or that kind of thing.
Okay. Do you think that other job will come up that other job for that I applied for or some?
It may come up. I just don't know if it's the right thing for you.
Right. It's because kind of a stretch.
The Four of Wands reversed says that. So if we think of the Four of Wands, traditionally, it's a card that represents marriage, but it's this idea of participating in something or coming together with something else in order to create something. The fact that it came up reversed, which means it came up upside down, says probably what's on our immediate radar is not something that we want to get married to or that we want to participate in. So, and the concern would be that either it would be too exhausting for you or you wouldn't be able to really shine because if it's a stretch, you may not be quite right for it. Therefore, you wouldn't end up looking your best in that job.
So
I would be hesitant about doing that if they came back and they said, well, we don't know if you're right for this as a full-time position, but we would like to have you do this maybe on a part-time basis or a contract basis, you know, kind of thing. Where it's for a few months or something like that, that would be okay to do. But I wouldn't look at this as the thing to really think about doing for the long term or as the permanent solution. Because looking forward, the outcome cards are the Ace of Wands reversed, followed by that Three of Pentacles I mentioned. And Ace of Wands reversed would say it's that the right thing really comes after summer, which is why I go to September. Also because Three of Pentacles points to the next earth sign. So I wouldn't want you to get too locked into anything now that would prevent you from being able to take advantage of something that is more right for you that comes along in a few months.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So, you know, you could approach things right now as just finding some contract positions or some freelance positions that are short term, like, you know, I'm going to work there through the summer or it's like a 3 month or a 6 month gig or something like that. You could also, this would suggest perhaps signing up with a placement kind of firm that just places you in temporary positions and that kind of thing while you yourself continue to look for something more permanent and long-term for yourself, or something from those temporary things may lead to something more permanent, but that would develop around September timeframe. So think about approaching it that way over the next few months.
Okay. Okay, that sounds like a plan then. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for your patience and waiting. All right. So let's take another quick little break, and I will just remind you that if you would like to get into the queue, you can either Skype in from the show page, or you can call 646-716-5510. My name is Hi C. I am your host for today. I also am a professional tarot reader, as well as a ritual and magic consultant. If you are interested in getting in touch with me to talk about or ask questions about a private session, then you can either visit my website, tarotbyhic.net, or you can email me, hic@tarotbyhic.net. Hic is just H-I-C. Or you can send me a message on my Facebook page, which is just tarotbyhic, or facebook.com/tarotbyhic. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back with the Firefly Willows LIVE on-air call-in show.
You know I was broke down, I hit the ground. I was crying out, I couldn't make no sound. No one hears the silent tears collecting. You know I had lost hope, I was all alone. Never been so low, till you came along. Teacher, I feel the dots connecting. Beat down on me, beat down like a waterfall. I can take on so much more than I had ever dreamed. Beat down on me, beat down like a waterfall. Baby, I am ready to be free. Now I am in.
Listening to LIVE on-air readings with your Firefly Willows LIVE hosts on Firefly Willows LIVE. Find out more at fireflywillows.com.
But now I am invincible. No, I ain't a scared little girl no more. Yeah, I am invincible.
I am invincible. I'm a perfect storm. Now I am invincible. No.
Thank you for joining us on today's Firefly Willows LIVE on-air readings broadcast. If you would like to receive a personal reading from one of our hosts, you may contact them by visiting fireflywillows.com/live/hosts. Thank you for joining us. This program was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Caracella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows LIVE for Healing Conversations with Mildred Lynn McDonald, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Thank you.